Kids for Love. It's a project, a mission, and a radio show. Join Deborah Beauvais as she highlights her young co-hosts. Listen to their inspirational stories in starting nonprofits and their life work to help other kids in need. We'll learn from these conscious kids how serving others can heal our own lives while spreading love to the masses. We invite you to join in for spirited conversation filled with creative ideas and possibilities to start your own mission. Let's raise the bar together and cultivate a kinder world by getting inspired to help others in need. Kids for Love Project, celebrating kids that empower others.
Welcome, everyone, to the Kids for Love Project radio show. I am so excited because we are experiencing a special presentation of the Kids for Love Project show, and it is live right now. So you can call in. Bob is in the house, and our toll-free number is 833-220-1200. Again, 833-220-1200. Bob will put you through. If you have a question or a comment or a congratulations to our guests. And so if you're tuning in for the first time, we're a syndicated, holistic, Boston-based internet radio station. And it doesn't matter where you are in the world. You can listen online. You can listen in the car. You can listen with your apps. You can ask Alexa to play Dream Vision 7 Radio Network. So it's just an amazing technology these days. You can listen to us everywhere. And we are proud to be the media partner for the Omega Institute in Rhinebeck, New York. And they will be opening again come May for holistic studies and all the glorious things that happened there. Well, my guest this evening, the highlight of all, is 11-year-old Caden Whitlock. He has written a book, and as you probably well know from listening to the show, we celebrate kids that are making a difference, doing different things, and some of them start as young as 6 years old. But I have to say, this is the first guest that's 11 years old that has written his own book. I cannot believe it. It's The Case of the Missing Baby is the name of the book. And he is joined here by his sister, Madison, who is in the midst of writing a book as well, and their mom, Marion. And they have a family of six, and they are just, they're just rocking with Jesus and doing all great things. So let me start with Marion and to the mom and ask you, Marion, to share what happened. It was during the beginning of the COVID when the kids were home, but you tell us how this all unfolded.
Hi, Deborah. Thank you for having us on the show.
It's an honor. Thank you.
This is a truly honor to us. Yes, at the beginning of COVID, the quarantine last year, the kids were sent home, as you know, the country, the site shut down. So the kids were home with me because I work from home. And so I had to find something for them to do.
Yes.
And I thought about, as a former teacher as well, and I have a degree in child and family development, I said, you know what, I got to find something for them to do that is very constructive but will keep their minds churning. So I said, you know what, you guys, I came up with something. I said, everybody's going to write a book. I said, you're going to write a book about whatever is on your mind. And so that's, you know, that's how it all started. All of them started just writing. And I also started recording them, you know, the conversations that they have. And that's how it started. That's how we got to the case of the missing baby.
Yes, and they were all at the beginning saying, seriously, Mom? But yet it opened up conversation and talking and all of that, which is amazing. So I want to thank you. As a mom, I'm really, you know, you just am a special mom is what I can feel, the energy around you to be really initiating the creativity that they are all doing, which is how we thrive, number one. And two, you know, your everything that's happened with your family, and it's honoring your Cadence twin. So how long ago, tell us a little bit about Cody, because I'm a big believer of celebrating their lives, and some families are afraid to talk about, especially a child, if they have passed. However, I think it's important to keep them alive and in the family, and feel free to talk about these things that happen and how it affects the other kids, and that's how we heal. And coming with your degree, you probably agreed with all of that, right?
Yes, I do. I do. It's very important to talk about what's going on, because that does start the healing process and answer some of those questions that, you know, you don't know the answer to. So it's good to talk about it, because you never know who else is having the same experience as you.
Yes. Yeah.
And so, when Kate, Kaden was born in 2010, and Kaden and Cody were actually born 2 months before they were actually due. And I went into the doctor one day for a regular doctor's appointment back in March of 2010 to see how both of them were doing. And when I got to the doctor's office, they did the ultrasound as they would, because I was considered high risk. And they did an ultrasound, and the ultrasound tech went and got the doctor. And the doctor came in, and he explained that, you know, sometimes there's a ship, and you have two people on that ship. And sometimes the other person jumps off the ship to save the other one. And that's how he explained what happened with Cody. And I, at that moment, I just, you know, totally lost it. I couldn't, you know, comprehend anything. And I ended up calling my work family, because back then I was in North Carolina. And I ended up calling my work family. And when I say work family, it was like, you know, 10 people came up to the doctor's office that day. And it was like they all surrounded me, and I just couldn't get my mind wrapped around that I came in to see both children, and I only ended up seeing one. Only one survived. And so at that point, I didn't know what was going to happen. And so I thought that I was going to, you know, go to the hospital that day. And because they were both in separate sacks, I didn't need to go. And so 2 months went by, because Kaden wasn't born until May. And so I ended up carrying him and Cody for 2 extra months. And then, yeah, that was just something, because thinking, you know, when I do end up, you know, delivering, I am going to, knowing that I'm going to deliver one live and one baby that has passed away. That was, you know, for 2 months, I knew that was going to happen. And so then in May, I ended up going into work one day, and my water broke. And so I was like, oh, got to go to the hospital. So I went to the hospital, and all of this happened with my husband being deployed. So
oh my goodness.
All this happened. Yeah. So all of this happened. It was just crazy. And went to the doctor. Went to the hospital, and the hospital said, okay, she's, you know, high risk. We got to put her in a room. When I got to the hospital, I got there on May 24th. I did not end up having them until May 28th. That's their birthday. And when I ended up having them, of course, everybody's just high risk. And I think, Deborah, I think like a calming had came over me. And, of course, all of my, you know, my work family, my family were there with me. But a calming came over me. And then you know, they, you know, we delivered both of them, and I got a chance to hold Cody before they, you know, the hospital, you know, did what they needed to do for him. But I did get a chance to hold him, and they did make a memory box for Cody. So years and years passed by, and Caden did not know what was in that box. None of the children knew what was in that box. And then he came and asked my husband, you know, one day about it. And it was always, you know, hey, it's like a, you know, I'm going to tell him. If he asked me, I would just, like, bawl out in tears. And then, right. You know, the older he got, he wanted to know. And then that's how, I guess, he can tell you from there, you know, the other what made him write the book. But that was just like, it was almost like a secret that I was like, I didn't want to talk about it because I hadn't healed then. And I knew that I needed to talk, but it just wasn't the time. And I will truly say that the book that he wrote has helped me to get to this point that I can, like, really tell someone about it. Like, I'm telling you. Telling you, I'm telling the world
you
about
and
what
everyone
happened.
That's listening. Yes. And yet when you're sharing, I get the goosebumps because, you know, people are listening and they're, you know, if there's a mom out there or a family out there that has had the same experience or something similar to that, it's comfort to know that they are not alone. And I have to ask you, too, both in the hospital when you said that you felt the calming, and then, I mean, when I think about how, you know, God's universe works, you know, did you realize that when you said to the kids they're all going to write a book, that it would be taking you down this path of healing yourself through your other son? I mean, it's just, it's remarkable.
I never thought that him writing this book would, you know, help me heal this way. And I'm able to talk about it, and I'm actually able to look into the memory box that sits on our mantle. I'm able to look in that box now because I have not ever looked in the box. And so
wow.
To be able to look in that box and not, you know, just to be able to open up the box is a big thing for me.
Yeah.
And so I think, you know, him writing this book, I mean, it's helped me a lot. And he's 11 now. And it's, I mean, 11 years ago, this happened. And then him writing this book has gotten, you know, built the courage up in me to, you know, to heal.
Yes, yes. It's a profound experience because you as the mom planted the seed, and then in turn he chooses to write about his brother, twin brother, and then it's a whole circle. It's a circle of life going back to you to heal your heart. And it takes a long, long time, and, you know, they're always with you. So I commend you for that, and it's just, it's profound. It really is. So now let's talk with Caden, because he is the author of The Case of the Missing Baby, and it's published by Authentic Endeavors Publishing.com, just as it sounds, Authentic Endeavors Publishing.com. So check that out. So, Caden, welcome to the show.
Welcome.
And now you're 11, and you're in the fifth grade, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes. And so when your mom said to you and your sister and your brothers, you're going to write a book, what was the first thing that came to your mind?
Writing about my brother.
You knew right away that you wanted to write about your brother?
Yes, ma'am.
So, like, before that, did you ask your mom questions about where he was and things of that sort so you knew?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's a special It's a special thing. Do you realize what you have? You've not only helped your mom, and you've helped your own heart from healing to healing, but you've helped so many other people that are going to read that book, you know, or listen to this show, or watch the show with Teresa Velotti that was just a couple weeks ago. Do you realize the impact that you're making?
Yes, ma'am.
You do. And how do you know that?
Well, I know this because, well, people, they are buying my books and they're appreciating me for what I'm doing. And that my mom, she's happy for what I'm doing because she knew that I could do it, and she told me not to never give up.
That's very good. It's very good. So, and you realize you're making a huge difference.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes.
Because some people out there lost their people that they loved, and I can get that book and publish it to them so they can know how it felt when I lost Cody.
Absolutely, yes. So have you, do your friends at school or even your cousins or in the family, do they know that the book is available and what you wrote?
Yes, ma'am, they do, because my teacher, I gave one to her and I signed, autographed it, and now my friends, they're reading my book and they're crying.
Yeah, but they're good tears. They're
yes,
good
ma'am.
Tears. Yeah. And do you realize, you know, that you can, you probably already do this. You can talk to Cody because he, you know, he's, I believe that he's right there with you and the family watching over you.
Yes, ma'am.
So you know that yourself?
Yes, ma'am, I do.
Good, good. Because that's very special. And to talk about him, and what do you think, you know, if he was here today, what do you think you'd be doing? Do you think, yeah, I know you like soccer, right?
Yes, ma'am, I do.
Would you be playing
soccer with my brothers and sisters?
Yeah, so he'd be playing soccer too.
Yes, ma'am, he would.
Yeah, that, which is so neat. So let me ask you, because you were asking Jesus in the book, and I'm sure that you asked Jesus before that, why was Cody taken, or why did Cody pass? And that was on your mind, right?
Yes, ma'am.
So what's the answer? Did you receive an answer that made you feel more comfortable?
Well, what made me feel more comfortable is knowing that he's still here and knowing that he's always there with me.
Absolutely. And, you know, because he's a twin, even though he's with the whole family, I bet he's with you most of the time. You know, I bet he is, because you were, you know, you were so connected, being that you were twins. Right?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes. So let me ask you, is there something on your mind that you want to be sure to be to share it on the radio?
Well, yes, ma'am. I want people to know to never give up and always believe in themselves.
Very good. That's excellent. And it doesn't matter how old you are either, whether you're 2 years old or whether you're 100 years old.
Well,
right?
Yes, ma'am. But when I wrote this book, I was feeling so sad, because, and I also want to know more about my twin brother Cody and Jesus. So then I started writing about him, and I was getting more information about him from my mom and dad.
So do you feel like your heart is at peace right now, knowing what you know about Cody?
Yes, ma'am, I do, because I know that when my mom was going through that, and my whole family was, I know that him and Jesus were always beside both all of us.
Yes, yes. What are the, you know, you are a special little one. I mean, you're big now, 11, but you're special, Caden. I don't know if you realize it, but, you know, here you
Thank
are.
You.
You're welcome. Here you are, 11 years old, writing your own book and talking on global radio about how you feel and all. So it's just, you know, in this, people are going to listen to this now, but they'll listen to it later and years later, and people will be really moved, and you will help them. So I just find it amazing. So when you are on the, like in the book, you talk about meeting with Jesus and he talked with you, and to really understand, was Cody really lost? And so is there, now that you wrote the book, do you have, has it created more questions in your mind?
Yes, ma'am, it has. And I want people to know that this book can heal them and make them feel like anything is possible.
Yes, it is. You know, all we have to do is believe, that word believe, and have faith and believe. And when we do, all things can happen, miracles too. And this is the season of miracles. So, well, we need to take our first break, Caden. So if you can just hang there, and we will be back in a moment. And everyone, know that you can call in. You can ask Caden a question, and Madison is here as well, and we'll talk a little bit with her. But feel free to give us a call. We would welcome it. It's 833-220-1200. It's toll-free, 833-220-1200, and we'll be back in a moment.
We accept each other, kids for love. We are kind. We are gonna change the world one friend, one action at a time.
Invite the Kids for Love Project, an enrichment program, into your school, classroom, or wellness center. Kids for Love Project is focused on teaching kids unconditional love for self and others. The project is a journey into self-discovery. It consists of fun, creative tools to learn self-love, like I choose love, I am love, I stand in love, and utilizing one's energies with reconnective healing and tuning into one's intuition for inner guidance, plus connecting to our natural surroundings. Kids who hold love for self do not bully or harm others. Let's cultivate a kinder world that holds compassion for all. Teaching the power of love to our kids is the way. To learn more or to bring Kids for Love Project to your school, contact Deborah Beauvais, 508-226-1723. That's 508-226-1723. Or go to our Kids for Love Project on Facebook.
After narrowly surviving the attack on Sandy Hook Elementary, first grade teacher Caitlin Roig DeBellis was left searching for answers that would never come. Eventually, she chose to focus on questions that could be answered. How do I make sure this tragedy doesn't define us? How do we get our control back? Those two questions led her to found the 501c3 nonprofit organization, Classes for Classes. When gifts poured into their classroom, she decided they would help someone else by paying it forward and being kind. This developed into a social network which allows K-8 classrooms to connect so that every student in the United States can learn these crucial lessons. Classes for Classes' mission is to build students' social-emotional intelligence by connecting them to care. All C4C projects are crowdfunded. Any teacher in the U.S. can visit classesforclasses.org. That's classes, the number 4, classes.org. Sign up today.
Kids for Love! love. It's a project, a mission, and a radio show. And it's on the Dream Vision 7 Radio Network. Come join Deborah Beauvais and young co-hosts every Wednesday at 4 p.m. and 4 a.m. Eastern to celebrate kids making a difference. We invite kids to share stories of those helping others. And teachers can share new school programs that are creating harmony amongst the kids. Let's raise the bar together and cultivate a kinder world. Kids for Love Project. Celebrating kids who are helping others.
How can you make a difference on this crazy planet? Listen to nature-inspired stories and interviews with environmental educators for some new ideas. Sustainable Living News writer, nature walker, and youth educator Wendy Natterney-Fashon hosts the Story Walking Radio Hour to talk about issues that matter and to introduce you to people who are coming up with creative, sensible solutions. Let's engage with Earth, with spirit, and with one another. Heart to heart to solve problems and co-create more meaningful life stories. Tune in to Nature's Loving Vibes every Monday at 9 a.m. and 9 p.m. here on the Dream Vision 7 Radio Network.
Delight your kids with an enchanting journey by reading the Paper Doll Kids Children's Book by Deborah Beauvais and Janine Sullivan. There's even a catchy tune, Kids for Love Song, produced by Bob Sherwood and sung by kids just like yours. The story weaves around seven paper dolls flying around the world doing good deeds as they bring important attention to our endangered animal friends. There's even a magical ring with a universal message. Kids become interested in service projects, action through compassion, and planting seeds that nurture positive change. The Paper Doll Kids and Kids for Love Song are a production of the Kids for Love Project. Get the book now on Amazon Kindle and the song on CD Baby or iTunes.
This is Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.
We can make a difference. We are gonna change the world one friend, one action at a time.
Welcome back. That's actually four of my youngest grandchildren who sang that song, produced by Bob Sherwood, and the lyrics are from Janine Sullivan. We are here doing a live special presentation of Kids for Love Project radio show and celebrating 11-year-old Caden Whitlock. He is with his mom and his sister Madison, and they are a little bit about Caden. He's a motivated, energetic fifth grader with a heart of gold. We already found that out talking with him. He enjoys school and loves playing and watching soccer. Caden has brothers, his twin Cody, who lives in heaven with Jesus, and that's what the book is all about. Jonathan Jr., Dondre, and Jordan, and then his sister Madison. So that's the Whitlock family, and this is the first book, and Madison's going to be having a book soon, and this is probably just the beginning of their careers as authors. So Madison, let's talk with you now. You have a book coming, and it's called What Does Jesus Do? And from what I hear, you ask all kinds of questions, which reminds me of me, because I always ask a lot of questions. And now you're 9. You love writing, reading, and drawing unicorns. And you also like to play soccer and basketball do you have a twin? Is Jordan your twin?
Yes, ma'am. He's my twin. He's sitting in the kitchen.
Oh, so now, Marion, I didn't realize that you already had a set of twins. And then Caden was a twin. So my goodness. So you are a twin maker. Well, of course, with the help of your husband.
Yes, we are.
Wow. And so the twins, Madison is, so you have twins that are 9 years old, and then you would have twins that are 11 years old. Wow, that is something. I just realized it. So now, Madison.
Ma'am?
Yes. Now, what when you were, you know, when your mom said, okay, you're writing books, what were the thoughts that were coming through your mind as to, gee, what should I write about?
Well, I was thinking about writing about unicorns, and then I thought about, I asked my mom weird, weird questions. Then I thought about, what if I write, what does Jesus do? Did he make the trees? Did he make what? And then I just started writing and writing.
Very good. And did you have to do a little research to, you know, to actually write, what does Jesus do?
I went outside and I saw the trees and stuff and flowers and bushes. So I looked at that and then I went back inside and I started writing about that.
Wow. Well, do you realize, or you probably already realized this, Madison, that, you know, it's all, nature is all God and Jesus, and so that's how you got your inspiration?
Yes, ma'am, that's how.
Wow. And so tell us a little bit about... What? So tell us a little bit about what... you know, what you found Jesus doing, planting seeds, and what else?
Like when healing is raining, that means that Jesus is crying. So I think like if it's raining, like Jesus like he's crying. So I think that's how he did the flowers and stuff.
Yeah, you know, that makes sense. And that's how everything gets watered and thrives and grows and the flowers all bloom. Yeah.
Yes, ma'am.
So are you still writing the book or are you almost done?
I'm almost done.
Yeah. And you know what? One of the things I'm thinking of, because you love to dance and sing, you know, I'm sure Jesus would love to dance and sing, too. I mean, imagine that, dancing together.
Yeah, that would be cool, because I find it in real life.
Yes, it would. And, when you know, music, the music that we sing to, or when we hear beautiful music, that's all because it's from God's universe, heaven, all of that, and it makes our hearts sing. So, I mean, it would be natural for Jesus to be singing with you. So that's neat. So what else is on your mind about this book? And when you think about writing the book and 9 years old, do you, like, have to pinch yourself because you can't believe you actually wrote it?
Yes, ma'am, because sometimes I get a little scared and I pinch myself so hard because I think, like my friend said, is pinch yourself, is it a dream or is it a dream? Because is it a dream or not? So I pinch myself and I say, it's not a dream. So I just go with it.
Very good. I mean, that's a lesson for everyone. Do you realize what you just said? That is a lesson and advice to all the parents and all the people, all the adult people out there. You just went with it. And you went with that feeling. And does it make you feel good inside? Like, do you feel like your love is just filling up inside?
Yes, ma'am, I do, because I feel my heart pounding.
Yes. So, like, what questions do you have that you still have? And I'm sure you'll have more, you know, as you grow older. But what questions do you have right now?
Well, I have a question, like what did Jesus do then? And I'm still working on that.
And you'll have to say that again. What is Jesus?
What does Jesus do? Because I always ask in my head, like, what did Jesus do? What did Jesus do?
Well,
and he does,
you know, what
a lot.
I'm sorry, say that again. The last part.
And he does a lot.
He does do a lot. But you know what? You know, in heaven, when you're up in the high there with God, there's things that you can do that you wouldn't normally do here. You know, because you are in the light. And so there's all kinds of wonder in that space. But I know exactly what you're thinking, because I would be asking the same question. I've asked the same questions, Madison. So I would say that you're a very bright one, because you want those answers.
Yes, ma'am, I do.
Yes. So, well, let me talk with Caden again. It's been such a joy, Madison, to talk with you, and we'll come back to you in a little bit. But I wanted to ask Caden, speaking about the light, and in the book, you see the light before Jesus comes. And so what do you think about the light, and can you feel the warmth of the light?
Yes, ma'am, I can. I can feel how bright this is if you're going to heaven, and I imagine God taking Cody into heaven.
Yeah, and how does that make you feel? Does it fill you up with love?
It makes me feel like I'm loved, and I can know that Jesus and God worked together to make this happen.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. So it just makes you feel good. And you know, there's not a person in this entire world that doesn't want to feel loved. Everyone feels loved. And sometimes that's why people act out, or, you know, if kids become bullies, it's just because they need, it's not just, sometimes there's other things around that, but they're really looking to be loved and get attention. How do you feel about that?
Well, I feel if people bully each other, is just because they're jealous, is because the way the other person is.
Mm-hmm. That's a good point.
And I think they need love.
Yes, yes. Even myself, sometimes I feel as though I need some hugs, I need some love. But we learn as we go along in life that we're never alone. We always have God in the light. And when we think about that every day, it sets the whole day to be a real good day, because we know we are loved.
Yes, ma'am, we are.
Yes. So what are some of the things that you have done for others? Like, you know what I'm thinking now is, you know, when you're in school and you help the teacher, or you go get something for someone else, or you're home and you may be making your bed, or you're helping your mom and dad during dinner time, do you realize when you do that, it makes you feel that same love? Because you're helping someone?
Yes, ma'am, yeah. Because it also feels good to God and Jesus, because you're helping someone in need. Like, if you have, people in need for food, and the homeless people, and they need homes and food to eat.
Exactly.
And water to drink.
Yes, the basics. Yeah. And a lot of times the people that are on the street homeless are those that are veterans in this country, or people that are very smart. They just had, you know, they just got some bad luck, and now they're on the street. So we have to look at everybody and see their light within them, because there's a light within everybody, whether they are homeless or at school or wherever.
Yes, ma'am. And we have to love everybody no matter what.
Yes, that's how we make a better world.
No matter what the situation is.
Yes, very good point, Caden. And that's how we lift everybody up and have a better world, where everybody's resonating in love. There's no room for anything else but love and helping each other.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah. So let me ask you this, because I saw on the video when you were on Teresa's show that there was a teddy bear. So tell me about that.
Well, when Cody passed away, my mom took me to the store, and I decided, I asked her, can I get a bear? And then she didn't know that I was going to name Cody until we got home. And I named him Cody. And then she was like, oh, okay. and then me and my dad and my mom, and we were going to make a tree for Cody outside. To show that we love him no matter what. And I also put him in a suit so he will have some clothes on.
Yes. Yes.
And he's had that teddy bear, I know it may have been 10 years. I don't even think they sell that one anymore. So that teddy bear, he's had it for over 10 years.
So now you have put together a way that you're making teddy bears and selling them?
Yes, ma'am, I have. I put me and my
mom. And how did you do that?
Well, me and my mom, we went on Amazon and we bought some bears. And then we had bought the bears with some shirts. And then me and my mom, we decided, my mom came up with this good idea to make some logos to go on the shirts. So the logo that it was called Cody Bear.
Okay. That is something else. And so now, so you could even sell those with the book?
Yes,
right?
Ma'am, we could. Yes, ma'am. And we also have mugs and picture frames that we have with the mugs have the Cody logo, and the picture frames have faith, believe, obey, and cherish. And that's also the picture frame with faith, cherish, believe, and obey is in the book.
Wait a minute now. Say that. So you have picture frames? Say that again, please.
I have picture frames from like the pages in the book, and the pages from the book is in the well, we got it made from so to go in the frames. So and the pages.
Wow.
Yes, ma'am. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's the page that's in the book that he loved, and so we got that page and put it into a picture frame.
Oh wow. And and then there's a mug. So you have a whole collection of things that go with the book. So tell me, how did the mug get created? Like, whose idea was that?
It was mine this time.
you're a family of creativity. Okay, so what were you thinking when you said, well, let's do mugs too?
Because people, they can drink coffee or get any beverages and drink out of it. And we also have Cody Bear collectibles. We have Cody Bear friends and their keychains.
Oh, my gosh. So are you going to put all this on the website?
Yes, ma'am. And we also have coasters to go with.
You also have what?
Coasters.
Coasters.
Oh, gee. Oh, my goodness. Well, we need to take our break, but I want to put for everyone, go to their website. It's Whitlock. Whitlock is Whitlock. It's Whitlock Crew Children's Books. So that children's is plural and books are plural. Whitlock Crew Children's Books.com. The book is there. You can buy the case of the missing baby. You can see what they're all up to. You can see all these other items that are coming up and get the book. What a beautiful gift to give during the holidays. So check that out. It's The Case of the Missing Baby Children's Book. And I have to say that if you want to get in the drawing, Dream Vision 7 Radio Network is having a drawing this month, because The Case of the Missing Baby is Dream Vision 7 December Book of the Month. So we are celebrating the book all month long on social media and such, and you can get in the drawing and win a free one. I mean, you don't know if you'll win, but you never know. And then buy the book as well. Bye, bye, bye. We'll be back in a moment.
We accept each other, kids for life.
It's a child's job to play, to learn, and to have fun. It's an adult's job to keep them safe. Did you know that 1 in 4 girls and 1 in 6 boys will be sexually abused before the age of 18? Every day, families enter the Children's Advocacy Center because of child's courage to tell someone what happened to them. Keeping our children safe starts with a conversation. This is Michelle Aranger, Executive Director of the Children's Advocacy Center. Learn more on how to keep your child safe. Visit cacofbc.org. This message made possible by the Fall River Rotary Club.
Delight your kids with an enchanting journey by reading the Paper Doll Kids Children's Book by Deborah Beauvais and Janine Sullivan. There's even a catchy tune, Kids for Love Song, produced by Bob Sherwood and sung by kids just like yours. The story weaves around 7 paper dolls flying around the world doing good deeds as they bring important attention to our endangered animal friends. There's even a magical ring with a universal message. Kids become interested in service projects, action through compassion, and planting seeds that nurture positive change. The Paper Doll Kids and Kids for Love Song are a production of the Kids for Love Project. Get the book now on Amazon Kindle and the song on CD Baby or iTunes.
Are you searching for a way to help create global change? Dream Vision 7 Radio Network's vision is to have an eclectic group of radio hosts dedicated to educating, enlightening, and helping humankind with positive messages and tools that enhance lives using different modalities and programs. If you would like to join our team and help illuminate the universe, call Deborah at 508-226-1723 or Deborah at dreamvision7radio.com.
Kids for Love. It's a project, a mission, and a radio show, and it's on the Dream Vision 7 Radio Network. Come join Deborah Beauvais and young co-hosts every Wednesday at 4 p.m. and 4 a.m. Eastern to celebrate kids making a difference. We invite kids to share stories of those helping others, and teachers can share new school programs that are creating harmony amongst the kids. Let's raise the bar together and cultivate a kinder world. Kids for Love Project, celebrating kids who are helping others.
What if everything we've experienced is but a pale image of what human life could become? It's now time to bring forward a new set of guidelines to live by, a vision of what human life was meant to be. The Second Genesis Awakening, with your host, Deborah Bruintout, singer, songwriter, and intuitive facilitator, will share insights and understandings interwoven with lots of stories from people just like you and I, who have longed for and begun this evolutionary shift of how life works.
Hi, I'm Deborah. Join me every Monday on DreamVision7Radio.com. The show airs at 12 a.m. and 12 p.m. Eastern Time. See you there.
Edicia is a U.S. nonprofit dedicated to the dream of ending childhood malnutrition for millions of children around the world. Through the manufacture of Plumpy Nut and other nutrient-rich, peanut-based, ready-to-use foods, Edicia has already delivered life and hope to nearly 1 million children in over 26 developing countries. To find out how you can join Edicia's dream of ending childhood malnutrition, please visit ediciaglobal.org.
This is Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.
We can make a difference.
are back, and I believe we have a caller. Do we have a caller?
Hi, Deborah. Teresa Velarde.
Teresa, welcome to the show. We're having so much fun.
I know. I'm listening. It's great.
And I am just in awe of these kids. So, and the mom. So do you have a question? Or?
So, yeah, well, first I wanted to comment about how wonderful I think it is that these two young writers, authors, and entrepreneurs are making a difference in the lives of other people who are, who may not, number one, know Jesus, who may have experienced something similar to what Caden experienced with the loss of his brother, and then he found him and knows that he's with Jesus. So I am just in awe of what these children are bringing into the world. You know, they are. I'm all about making a difference, right? So conversations that make a difference. We had one,
yes,
like you referred to a few minutes ago. But what I wanted to ask is, so Madison, I wanted to first ask you this question. Do you think, yes, in all the questions that you've asked your mom about what does Jesus do, do you think that you left anything out? Is there a question that you haven't put in your manuscript yet that you want to ask? I would love to know.
This is a long question. This is a question, Mama. When did Jesus turn a teenager?
When did Jesus what?
Turn a teenager.
Oh, that's a good question.
It is. That's a great question. I love that question. I wonder what it was like being a teenager in Jesus' time. I wonder. Mm. So I was hearing you talk about, Deborah, I was hearing you talk with Cody, Caden, about Cody Bear, and the mugs and all of the things that have been created so far. And I was just wondering if there was anything else that Caden has thought of to bring out another. Is there another product? Is there something else coming? Do you have any surprises for us? Things that we might be able to get for Christmas gifts for people? Tell me.
Yes, ma'am. We have bracelets coming.
Oh,
my goodness. That would be awesome.
And I think we're going to make another logo for them, too, on the front.
Oh.
And we're also coming with a book bag, too. With Cody
Bell my goodness. It's going to be a Whitlock store.
Yes, indeed. Madison, have you thought of things to create with the concept of your book? Do you have any ideas for, Cody's got all these things. What do you have on mind?
Well, I have in mind there's going to be a necklace and earrings and a bracelet.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow.
Oh, my goodness. This is so awesome.
Yes. I hope your mom has time to set up the store.
All these ideas. This is wonderful. Well, I just wanted to congratulate you, Caden, for being the book of the month on Dream Vision 7 Radio Network. And I want to congratulate the two of you amazing young authors. You're an example for other children to write their stories down. Your mom had a brilliant idea when she brought this to the table and had you guys write these stories. I have been greatly blessed by being part of this process with you, and I just want to say that you are a blessing to me, and you're a blessing to everyone who is listening. And I just want to thank you, Deborah, for giving me the opportunity to ask my question and say hello to Cody and Madison and Marion. Hey, Marion.
Hey. Yes, and we have another caller, and we only have 2 minutes. So, Teresa, do you mind if we take the other caller?
Go right ahead.
Yes. Hello, it's Quaylen, if I'm probably not saying that correctly, but if you're on the line, come through.
It's fine. It's Quaylen.
Beautiful name. Wow, I love different names.
I was blessed to teach Caden, so I'm his third grade teacher. I was his third grade teacher when he was in third grade.
And I am so super proud
of him.
Oh, my gosh. So that's so wonderful that you called in to share that. And, Caden, you must be thrilled.
Yes, ma'am, I am.
Hey, Caden. Hey, Ms. Whitlock.
Hey, Ms. Thomas.
How are y'all?
We are doing well. Thank you so much.
Good.
Caden is over.
You're welcome.
I just remember the process of everything going on and just so proud of him just for sticking in and completing it and accomplishing his goal.
Yeah, it's amazing. And I'm sorry to say, but we've run out of time, and we have to say goodbye. So I want to say, Quaylen, thank Ms. Thomas. Thank you so much for calling in.
You're welcome.
And everyone, buy the book, The Case of the Missing Baby. Go to WhitlockCrewChildrensBooks.com. It's also on Amazon, and you'll see it on our website. There's coloring and activities at the end of the book. So a lot of thought went around this whole project, this whole book. So thank you so very much, Caden, for coming on the show.
No problem. Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. And we'll have you back when you get a little older and see what's happening. And Madison, thank you so much for coming on the show. And thank you so very much, Marion. I'm honored. And thank you for being such an amazing mom.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for having us.
You're welcome. So everyone out there, get the book, pass the show around, realize that there's all kinds of goodies, the teddy bear, all these things that you can, as a collection of items to give as gifts. We have to run. Bye for now. See you next time.
Until the next time, Kids for Love Project challenges everyone to create a way of serving others in need. Whether it's a nonprofit or helping kids in your neighborhood, we can all make a difference. The gift received in giving of self heals everyone and everything on the planet. Let's unite and build a universal circle of kids, all making a difference for a brighter world. Kids for Love Project, celebrating kids that empower others. To learn more, go to our Kids for Love Project Facebook page.
This is Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.